Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye!
I am back. It has been a while. And for that, I sincerely apologized. I'm honestly fed up with myself because I keep taking these long absences and things just have been hectic to the point that I continuously have to do that. So I take a break, I have a catch-up episode, I have a couple episodes, be consistent, and then I'm on a break, don't upload for a while, catch-up episode. So no more. No, we're gonna get this right. I'm literally recording this on the last day of Feb. March is the beginning of my first 3-month bracket of my goals, and it feels like a fresh start. So this week is 2 episodes. Next week will be another 2 episodes. And the following will continue the usual pattern of 1 episode a week on a Tuesday. Fingers crossed we get this done, but that's how it's gonna work. As per usual, when I upload, 1 episode will be on a Tuesday, the other one on a Friday, just to give me some time to make sure I get it all done in between. So that's what's up. Today's episode is, as you can see, love and celebrations, because this one should have gone up on Valentine's Day or the day after. It clearly did not. So instead of just labeling it the Valentine's episode, I'm calling it love and celebrations. Not only was it Valentine's Day the week this one should have dropped, I also attended a bridal shower, and I intended to figure out how to upload both, and it didn't happen, so I'm just mashing it up and having love and celebration as the theme of this episode. For Valentine's Day, it was a chill day as per usual. I'm most of the time single on Valentine's Day, which has never been a problem. Me being the person I am, I always look at the bright side, and being able to look at it like that, I've noticed you don't have to only celebrate a romantic kind of love. You can do a platonic or familial kind of love, and that was actually something I noticed at the bridal shower. People came together to celebrate the love of a couple, but also the love for the person getting married, in this case the bride. But having a strong support system is something not everyone has, and when you actually are able to sit and look at it from an outsider's perspective, like I did, I'm not family of the bride, I'm just a friend, and being able to see how everyone came together, it is amazing. So love and Valentine's Day for me, it's like I say, it's something I aspire to have one day. I'm not in a rush to get there, but it is something I want. And since I've got no one to spoil and I'm always the one doing the spoiling, I decided I'm not going to get my family things this year as I usually do, because we're on a budget. Firstly, I'm saving up for certain things, which I will talk about in a later episode, but I thought I'm going to treat myself and no one else. And I had a coupon. So I had a Starbucks reward thing, because I have the app, like I have an app for everything. And I had enough points to get a free drink or meal or item or something. And I ended up just getting a drink. If you had checked out my Instagram, which I do link below, hint, hint, I did post about it on Valentine's Day. And I've been over this. I'm not the biggest Starbucks fan, only because their drinks aren't as potent as I prefer them. I like a really explosive drink, if I can put it that way. I like a lot of flavor when I'm drinking it. Their drinks just taste watered down. Maybe I should try asking for less ice, but I don't know. It's just not as potent as I want it to be. That aside, I'm not the biggest fan. But I did enjoy it on this particular day because it was a really good drink, aside from its wateriness. So that was Valentine's Day. The bridal shower. That reminded me, like I said, we have people around us, and having them around us is actually a superpower we don't generally utilize. And I spoke about this with a friend yesterday. You're probably listening. Hi to anyone else. Hello. And random, I know. But having these people around us is a wealth of knowledge. A lot of times we don't use it, even though we should, because I mentioned how I always use this example of if you're walking down a road and there are people that walk down this road before you, and you tell them, I'm going to walk down this road, and they just like, okay, bye, and they let you walk, they're not doing you any favors, because they've walked that road, they know where the potholes are, and they didn't warn you about it. They knew the potholes and the pitfalls, and they just let you walk with no warning, and you fell and you hurt yourself. That is literally what I compared it to. You have this village of people that can help you, and they don't. And sometimes it's on them for not offering up the information, because obviously you as someone who doesn't know something, you can't ask a question about something you don't know. So they should be willingly offering that information to you. But also, double-edged sword, you should go and seek out this information yourself. But once again, how are you supposed to ask a question about something you aren't aware of or you don't know? And that's the thing that really stunned me, because at one point at the bridal shower, they had this game, or rather the last game, was more of an advice thing where everyone was able to offer up knowledge and a few words of wisdom regardless of their standing in life, you know, whether they were older or younger. And everyone was just able to say something meaningful due to their years of expertise. You know, you obviously didn't have to say something, but it was amazing to see like this whole matriarch group come forward and offer the bride help and knowledge and things. That to me was very profound, because I have been feeling a bit betrayed, because I was just like, I should know these things because you should have told me these things, but I don't know them because you didn't say anything. Now I'm up a creek with no paddle. Like, how dare you? Literally, just how dare you? And that's where I've been, and I've realized it sucks. Like, it just does. And there's not much you can do about it except pick yourself up, dust yourself off, take a deep breath, and keep going. And that's one thing I say. I always talk till I'm blue in the face, because I want people to hear what I'm saying and not fall into the pit holes I've fallen into. Learn the lesson. Like, that is all. Just learn the lesson. Don't make the same dumb mistakes I've made. And if you have made any mistakes, let me know. Put it in the comments below. Put it on my Instagram. Just be like, this is the best lesson I've learned. Because I think people don't often know things that they should. And it's like clickbait things. So people are always like, 10 things you should know as an adult. Like 20 things you should do in your 20s. That's cool. But tell me something I need to know that I didn't know I need to know. Try that. I'm going to stop rambling, because I just feel like I'm not getting anywhere. So that is it from me. I don't have a chosen song for this week. I don't even have structure for this week, but it just is what it is. But that is all. I will see you in Friday's episode. I hope you enjoyed this. If you have any advice, comments, complaints, anything else that thought to the sea, let me know, and I'll see what I can do about it. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll listen to the next one. Have a good day. Keep being a better being. Bye.